Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord God, we want to thank you and decree and declare the windows of heaven that you have opened up over our lives, oh dear God. We want to thank and praise your name for just pouring out your blessings of no limits to us, Father God. We decree and declare that we will walk in the super infinite abundance that you have promised us, oh dear God. We decree and declare that no weapons formed against us shall prosper in this season, Lord God. I decree and declare that you will continue to bless the marriages, the children, that you build a hedge of protection around them, Father God. I decree and declare that you will continue to heal the afflicted ones that's on the prayer list, oh dear God, that the ones that are in bereavement, those that are coming out of surgery, Lord God, because Lord God, you said that we are healed by your stripes, Lord God, and we're standing in that, Lord God, knowing without a shadow of a doubt we are healed because you said that we are healed. And Father God, we want to thank and praise your name and decree and declare that you are breaking every chain, every yoke that has been cast upon us, oh dear God. And Lord God, we decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Anybody that have any negative will against us, dear God, that it returned to the pit of hell where it came from, Lord God, we bless them with unconditional love, Lord God. We decree and declare, Lord God, that we will continue to operate in the tranquility of peace that you have given us, oh dear God. We decree and declare that you will continue to allow our prayers to avail us much, oh dear God. We decree and declare that you will continue to take us higher as an eagle, Lord God. We decree and declare that you will continue to renew our strength so that we shall have wings, that we shall mount up as eagles so that we can run and not be weary, Lord God, and so that we can walk and not faint. Lord God, we decree and declare that you are our Lord and our shepherd. We decree and declare that you are the omniscient one, the omnipotent one in our lives, oh dear God. We decree and declare that you will open doors that man has shut, oh dear God. We decree and declare the elevations that you are taking us to, Lord God. We decree and declare special anointing to those that are listening to all the company of prophets. We decree and declare a double portion over the lives of Bishop Ebonar Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan, oh dear God, that they will continue the vision to take us forth, oh dear God. We decree and declare spiritual blessings over all the spiritual leaders in the world, oh dear God, that you will continue to give them a word to speak in this season, Lord God. We decree and declare that you will continue to bless marriages, that they will become one, and that as one, that they will be greater, Lord God. We decree and declare that you will continue to bind us together because you said that we are stronger as more than we are as a single unit, Lord God. We decree and declare that you will continue to bless us with the overflow, that you will continue to run our cup so that it shall overflow and never get empty or dry or half full. We decree and declare that we will give out in the abundance of the overflow to bless your people. Let's open up the line so that we can speak in our heavenly language.
Just thank you this morning for being able to be in your presence as well with the prophets on the line. I just thank you, Father God, for Archbishop Ebernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for being a yes for ministry and to globalize the prophetic and to continue to teach us each and every one of us of on our gift. I thank you for the mothers of the church, Mother Jordan and Mother Varian and Mother Austin and all the mothers worldwide, continually to give them strength and healing. I thank you for the children and their comings and goings. Protect them, Lord, in this holiday season as well as when they return in a new year back to school, to college, and they, just their comings and goings. Thank you for all that's on the sick and shut-in list. I thank you, Jehovah Rapha, that you heal everyone. Miss Tina that just had the surgery, may she heal quickly, Lord, through you. I thank you for Minister Bostic's healing, Stephen Bostic, Prophet Cynthia Dawson, Mother Myers, Prophet Aisha Cooper, Tamalyn Hodge, myself, Lord, Regina Turner, Alvin Turner, Prophet Regina Turner, Prophet Alvin Turner. I thank you for all of those that are on that list. I thank you to continue to lift up the young ones in the church. Rachel Vega, Shadow Wilson, you know the names, Lord. I thank you for
healing and restoration. I thank you for new beginnings. I thank you for new connections, the right connections. I thank you for the fresh wind of peace that you give everyone on this line. In Jesus' almighty name, amen.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Father God, I thank you for another day to come into your presence with praise and thanksgiving. Father, I thank you for the unity of all that is on this line. Father God, I thank you for the company of prophets. I thank you for prophecology. Lord, I thank you for love and success. Lord, I thank you for our leadership, Master Prophet Ebernard Jordan. Our leading lady, Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan. I thank you for the vision of Zoe. Father God, I thank you for the mothers. Father, I thank you for the apostles, the teachers, evangelists, the ministers, the deacon, the deaconesses. Father, I thank you for strength in this season. I thank you for every prayer that is being uttered on this line. May it come from our mouths to your ears, Father. Father, we know that no weapon formed against anyone on this line shall ever prosper. Father, I thank you for victory. I thank you for restoration and debt cancellation. Father, I thank you for a quick turnaround. Father, I thank you for covering our people like never before, especially the homelessness, Father. And we thank you for the elderly, that you cover them. Father, we just thank you for our children. Father, we thank you for the fledglings, Lord. Keep them strong, Lord. Keep them moving forward. Keep them following your statutes and your laws, Lord, because without them, we would have no future. Father, I thank you for all the names on the prayer list. I thank you for covering the devastated state. Lord, I thank you for covering the men and women that are serving our country. Father, I thank you for our president. Father, keep instructing him with your wisdom in this season. Father, I thank you for protecting the men, especially in Africa and the slave trade. Lord, intervene like never before. And I ask for, I thank you, Lord, for the strength that you give families and our children. Father, I thank you for a whirlwind of prosperity from the north, south, east, and west. I love you to life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Father God, I thank you, God, and I thank and praise your holy and mighty name, oh God. We thank you, God, because truly this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for traveling mercies, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by air, land, and sea, and keeping us safe wherever we may be. We thank you, oh God, for keeping us free from accidents and harm to our bodies and soul, God. And we thank you, God, for supporting us with your grace and keeping us mindful of your presence and your love, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, for bringing us back home safe and sound. We thank you, God, of those things, God. And we thank you, God, for the sick and shedding, and even the names that have been on the list, the sick. And, God, we thank you, God, for your healing power, God. We thank you, God, for healing them from the top of their crown to the bottom of the soles of their feet, God. And we thank you, God, for comforting them with your grace and regarding them, oh, God, with your presence. We thank you, God, for your great mercy, oh, God, among them, God, and sustaining them with your insurance, oh, God. And we thank you, God, for lifting them up out of their despondency, God. We thank you, God, for blotting out the sins of yesterday, oh, God. And we thank you, God, for lighting the burdens of all who are oppressed, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for being a hope amongst all the community, God, that has suffered any devastation, God. We thank you, God, for granting them unshakable peace, dear Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for ordering our steps. And we thank you, God, for teaching us how to talk, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for teaching us how to talk, dear Lord. And we thank you, dear Lord, for making us complete, whole, divine and perfect, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for your anointing that's come upon us, oh God. We thank you, God, for our leader, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you, God, for the grace and the anointing that you put on them to reach us and teach us, so we can be what you called us to be. We thank you, dear Lord, for that. And we thank you, God, for their traveling mercies. We thank you, God, for their family, their children, their mother, everyone, God, that's close to them. We thank you, God, for just keeping them, God, safe, God. And we thank you, God, for letting no one come and harm them in any kind of way, God. We thank you, God, for your love and your grace and your mercy that you have given them, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for enlightening us with your strength, oh God. We thank you, God, for giving us the right conversation, God, with the people that you would have us to conversate with. We thank you, God, for your rewards. We thank you, God, for networking and connections, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for shielding us and protecting us from evil, oh mighty one. We thank you, God, for increase. We thank you, God, for good health. We thank you, God, for wealth. We thank you, God, for healing, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, almighty one, for letting us continue to push towards the mark of our high calling and your name, Jesus, in this new year. We thank you, God, for your patience with us, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, God. And almighty one, we thank you, God, that we may seek first all thy kingdom and its righteousness, O God. May our highest ambition, O God, Father God, be known you, more filled you, and into your footsteps, oh God. And we thank you, Father God, for being our fountain of light and love in our lives, oh God. We thank you, God, for that. And we thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, our children, our loved ones, and all around us, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for the right divine relationship and for relationship healing. And we thank you, God, for keeping your marriage full of love and strength and holiness and deathless, oh God. And we thank you, God, that they may regard their home to be a sacred sanctuary, oh God. And we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned. Because when you arise, dear Lord, the enemy scatters. Thank you, Almighty Power One. In your precious, masterful name we pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40 and 31. Lord God, we want to thank and praise your name for just calling us to come under the shower of your blessings, Lord God. We want to thank you that we won't experience just a financial anointing, Lord God. We thank you that you will pour out healing among the sick and afflicted and the oppressed, Lord God. Their families will have victories, and both professional and creative miracles we will experience. Lord God, we want to thank you for your blessings that is much greater than the world's wealth. We want to thank you for having total and complete provision over every aspect of our lives. Lord God, we want to thank you, Lord God, for not allowing us to allow the devil to deceive us by telling us who we are, but knowing who we are in you, oh dear God, that there are realms and manifestations that you will only take and when you come into the knowledge of who you are, who we are in you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for we know that we are kings and queens of your kingdom, oh Father God. We want to thank you for being a favorite. We want to thank you for walking in our amness, Lord God. We want to thank you for just putting us all together to come humbly before your throne of grace to praise you, Lord God, to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. We want to thank you for the mercies, oh dear God. We want to thank you for the favor. We want to thank you for continuing to bless
all
our family,
keeping us
on one accord, Lord God. We want to thank you for just blocking out everything that not of you, Lord God. We want to thank you that any weapon formed against us shall not prosper in this season, Lord God. We want to thank you for keeping the witches and warlocks at bay, oh Father God, and that we send them back to where they come from, oh dear God. We want to thank you, Lord God, for increasing our spiritual vision, our spiritual ears. We want to thank you for allowing us to hear your clarion call in this season. We want to thank you for allowing us to be a remnant in the earth, Lord God, that we will continue to smell the sweet savior of your glory. We want to thank you, Lord God, for blessing the company of prophets, that they will continue to do your will, oh dear God, and have a word that you will download, that they will speak without any inhibitions, oh dear God, that it will follow the word of God that you have given us, the blueprint to follow, Father God. We want to thank you in advance, Lord God, for continue to cleanse us and to wash us white as snow, to renew in us a clean mind, a clean spirit, and a due right spirit, Lord God. We want to thank and praise your name that you continue to bless each and every person on the prayer list, oh Father God, that you will strengthen them, that you will give them a double portion of your anointing, oh God. Dear God, that they will continue to be healed, complete, and whole, Lord God, because you said that we will be complete, healed, and complete, Lord God. We want to thank you for declaring that we shall reap if we faint not. We decree and declare financial blessings and breakthrough and restoration in this season. And Lord God, we say thank you to those that are listening and that they stand also to receive the blessings that you will give in the overflow. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and give thee thanks. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you, God, that you give power to the faint, and to them that have no might, you increase strength. For even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We thank you, Lord God, for undergirding us with new strength, undergirding us with new energy, undergirding us with new joy. We thank you for the spirit of revival breaking forth in our hearts as we run into the new year filled with expectation. Thank you, God, for bringing us to the end of a thing and to the beginning of a new thing. We thank you, God, that you give power to the faint. And we speak healing, strength, restoration, and repair to everyone under the sound of our voice. We thank you, God, for bringing home safely our Archbishop and Pastor Deborah. We thank you, Lord God, for the new energy and the new strength and the new revelation and insight that you have given them. And we thank you, Lord God, for the shift and the new direction that they will lead us into. We thank you, Lord God, that we submit under their authority, that the oil may flow freely upon our heads as we submit under, amen, the authority of our Archbishop. We strengthen his hands, Lord God, as you lead him forward. We strengthen Pastor Deborah as she continues to be the anointed neck that continues to turn the prophetic head. We give you the glory and we give you the honor. And we speak blessing and healing and strength over the prophetic first family. We thank you, Lord God, for the working of miracles in their lives, individually and collectively. We plead the blood of Jesus over them, and we decree and declare divine visitation and divine breakthrough in this season. We thank you, God, for the fledglings. We thank you, God, that you are covering them and protecting them, and that they will come forth as a mighty army of young people speaking prophetically, thus saith the Lord. We thank you for every prayer request. And Father God, we even add Eric Martin, Lord God, and we decree and declare that he shall be loosed from the Raboshe Taraba, from the prisons that have captured him unjustly. We break the band of wickedness, and we thank you, God, that not only are you removing the shackles off of his feet, that you are also removing the shackles off of his mind and heart. We thank you, God, that you shall call him forth the man of God that you have ordained him to be. We thank you, God, for the healing on this line. We thank you, Lord God, for visitation. We thank you, Father, for the oil that flows and breaks through the very chains of sickness and disease. Mental anguish, trauma, every past hurt. Father God, we thank you that you heal us from the effects of past hurts. Heal us from effects of church burns. Heal us from the effects of every abusive relationship and every failure in our life. We thank you, Lord God, for restoration. We thank you, God, for renewal. We bless you, Father God, for healing our families, healing our elders of dementia and Alzheimer's, renewing their strength as the eagles, Father. The blood of Jesus prevail over our families. The blood of Jesus prevail over our loved ones. The blood of Jesus prevails against every work of darkness, against every generational curse. We thank you, Lord God, that you heal us from the effects of slavery and of the slave mind. And we bless you, Father God, and we give you the glory for your power that's flowing even now. We give you the glory and the honor, Lord God, for breakthrough. And we bless every prophet on the line, every pastor in the order. We cover, amen, Pastor Prophetess Mascarene Cohen, Prophet and Pastor Goss, We bless Pastor and Prophet Gregory Jackson and all of the prophets, Prophetess Pastor Brenda Hill, and all of those that you've raised up within the prophetic order. We cover them now, even their families. We call every need met and every bill paid. We thank you for the great visitation in Zoe Ministries. We thank you, Lord God, for the power of God that shall flow and sweep through the eagle's house. And we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, people of God, we want to spend the next few minutes worshiping God. Amen. We're having some technical challenges, but we're going to give God all the praise and all the glory. For nothing shall stop the move of God. Nothing shall stop what God wants to do in this season. And we praise him. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Gotta be where you are.
Amen, amen. We pray that you were blessed by the snippet of that song. Although there were some challenges in the technology, we pray that the song was a blessing to you. Amen. And we thank each of you for joining us on another Midnight Cry. And now for the announcements. Join Archbishop Jordan for Amen 9 a.m. conference call, live teaching Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Also, Pop Life Radio broadcast 12 noon Monday through Friday. Also, 8 p.m., join Prophet Joshua Monday through Saturday, 8 p.m. for live teaching. Amen. Also, join, amen, if you are going to the Prophecology, make sure you join on the registration at prophecology.com. You have to provide your itinerary, amen, so your concierge can, amen, provide adequate service for you during your stay during the conference. Also, on tomorrow night, amen, New Year's Eve service, join Archbishop and Pastor Nazoe family for an oil mixing service. Amen. And Pastor is then going to come and join us on the Midnight Cry. Amen. So I look forward to having her come and share with us on tomorrow. Amen. So we thank you for joining us. And again, Monday through Monday, that's 7 days a week, join us again for another Midnight Cry. I want to encourage you as we end the year, as we prepare to end the year and enter into a new year, I challenge you to invite someone to the calls. Some people are going to be going to service, and some people are going to be at the clubs, but somebody's going to be home alone. Why don't you extend an invitation for them to join us on the Midnight Cry? And let's enter into the next season of our lives in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Company of Prophets, thank you again for your stand, for your yes, for your commitment, and for your faithfulness. God bless you is our prayer. Have a great rest of the day. Peace.
Peace. God bless.
God bless you.
God bless everyone.